You're listening to SBS News.
Tony Fonts has been a diving operator for 40 years. He says he's noticed plenty of changes to the Great Barrier Reef since he moved to Australia in 1978.
Well, absolutely. And some good, but unfortunately, when it comes to the health of the reef, not so good.
The COVID-19 pandemic has already affected tourism in the area and Mr. Font's business. The practical implications of coral bleaching are that Mr. Font is usually forced to find other spots for his dives. But he's found that in recent years they are running out of sites due to the damaged coral. Mr. Font is concerned that the current state of the reef will make it difficult for businesses like his to bounce back once the COVID-19 pandemic has passed. And he says the warning signs have been around for years.
It was not entirely unexpected for two reasons. One, we had record ocean temperatures early in the summer, and that, of course, is what led to the coral bleaching. But we've had warnings for over 20 years that climate change, global warming caused by the burning of fossil fuels, is going to impact the reef. And now the scientists are all sitting back saying, "We told you so." And it's very disappointing that we have failed to move to mitigate this by transitioning away from fossil fuels and onto renewables.
Coral bleaching is caused by warmer than normal water temperatures. When the water is too warm, corals will expel the algae living in their tissues, which turns the coral itself white. Aerial surveys of 1,036 reefs in the past fortnight has revealed that northern, central and southern areas have all been hit. Dr. David Miller from the Great Barrier Reef Legacy explains.
Corals are stuck to the bottom. They can't get up and move around. So when that hot water comes, they basically have to put up with it. And if they can't put up with it, they go through a stress moment, which is the bleaching. And if that bleaching lasts for too long, then what we see is coral mortality.
The Bureau of Meteorology began keeping sea surface records in 1900 and recently recorded the highest monthly temperatures ever on the reef. This bleaching is more widespread than ever before and follows other coral bleaching events in 2016 and 2017. Dr. Miller warns that the reef is struggling to recover because there isn't enough time between bleaching events.
Look, with every coral bleaching event, what we're losing is the most vulnerable coral species and our reefs. And when you do that, you lose coral biodiversity. And when you lose biodiversity, you lose ecosystem function. So when it's kind of like a game of Jenga. You keep taking blocks out and eventually the whole thing falls over.
David Casalino from the Marine Conservation Society believes climate change policy is the only way to protect the Great Barrier Reef.
Only bold action on climate change will give our reef the best chance for the future. We need reef-safe climate policies that phase out polluting fossil fuels and invest in job-rich projects to hasten the transition to renewable energy.
The Great Barrier Reef is made up of 2,900 separate reefs and 900 islands. Underwater surveys will be carried out later this year to assess the full extent of the damage. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.